declare, get yourself and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us. We are determined to take a stand for God this year. And the Lord said to me, he said, tell my people and my children, as they take a stand for me, I will also take a stand for them. And the Bible said that when Stephen was being stoned to death, the heavens opened and he saw Jesus standing up for him. God will stand up for you this year if you will take a stand for God. No matter what the situation is, God will take a stand for you. Amen. Doesn't matter what it is and what happens, when men are cast down, then shall we say there is a lifting up. And this year, God will make us a sign. He will make us a wonder. He will make us a miracle to our generation, because God will do things that will blow our mind. When many are falling, then shall we be lifted up. When men are falling, then shall we stand tall. Amen. I just want to encourage your heart for some few minutes before we go to communion. And I'm titling my message, Fear Not, You Can't Make It. Fear not, you can make it. Tell two people, fear not, fear not. You can make it, you can make it. You can, it doesn't matter. Does not matter what you're dealing with, you can make it. Psalm 23 and the 4th verse.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Underline the word, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. It means that there is evil in a valley. There is evil in the valley of the shadow of death. He did not say the valley of death. He said the valley of the shadow of death. He did not also say death, but he said the shadow. So it is not the person of death, but it is a reflection of death. And it is a threatening, and it is an intimidation. And David said that when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because I am a sheep and the Lord is my shepherd. And he said, thy staff and thy rod will comfort me. Now, what is a valley? A valley is believed to be the lowest place of the land or the earth. The lowest place of the land or the earth. Valleys is believed to be a deep hole or a place, a deep or a low place surrounded by hill and surrounded by mountains. And as long as you and I live, and especially this year, we will go through our lowest moments and seasons of this year. We'll go through some difficult times. Some of individuals' lives may be threatened, one thing or the other, some kind of a financial challenge, a health crisis, some situation, a family crisis, a political crisis. There will be situations that will threaten your very existence. But I want to announce prophetically that it does not matter what happens and it does not matter what confronts you. Please believe me that it is not death, it is the shadow of death. Are you hearing me? Somebody lift up your hands and say yes. And it doesn't matter the evil you see in the valley of the shadow of death. Don't accept death. Don't believe that you will die, because you will live and not die. I guarantee you, at the end of 31st this year, we shall regather on this ground and we shall take stuff of our life and count our blessing, and you will realize that the most difficult year of your life was the most blessed year of your life. That the year that they said will be so difficult was the year that you had it so easy and you broke through and you prospered and you went forward and you settled and you married and you succeeded and you built your house and you paid your debt. I'm telling you, somebody, you're not hearing me. It will be the most blessed year of every other year you have known. Valley of the shadow of death. You know, most time when we talk about the valley of the shadow of death, people think that it's the valley of death. It's not the valley of death. And life is not a destination. Life is a journey. And as long as we live, we are journeying from one place to another place. If you're going to Takoradi, you have to journey through different cities or villages before you get to Takoradi. And on the way, you have some smooth paths. And then there are potholes. And when you get to some of the potholes, you slow down. And you go through the pothole. And then when you pass the pothole, you apply speed. And you move. So there will be times where you will go through valleys. And a valley is a low place in life. And there will be times when you'll be low. But keep moving even when you are low. He said, though I walk through. He didn't say, though I tarry or I get stuck. He said, though I walk through. Tell somebody, keep walking, keep walking. Tell somebody, keep walking, keep walking. Tell somebody, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. It doesn't matter what you deal with, what you're going through. You have to keep moving and you have to keep walking. And as long as you are walking and you are moving, you will pass that place. You will go past that place. Are you hearing me, somebody? It's a place. It's a season. And you will go past it. But if you stay there, it will drown you. It will kill you. Because the reason why David said, I will fear no evil, because in the valley of the shadow of death, you will see evil. There is evil there. Come with me to Ezekiel chapter 37, 1 to 2. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 2. There are strange things in the valley of the shadow of death. The valley. Say the valley. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 2.
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
He carried me out in the spirit of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones.
Even though the hand of the Lord is on us and is on you, every now and then you will pass through the valley. His hand is on you, but you still go through the valley. The Bible said that Joseph, even when he was in prison, the Lord was with him in prison. And the Bible said, when thou goest through the fire, I'll be with you. When thou walkest through the fire, when thou walkest through the rivers, when thou walkest through the waters, I will be with you. So you go through waters, go through some troubles, and you go through the fire and the rivers. And God said, as you walk through and go through the fire, the waters, the rivers, it doesn't change anything. I am still with you. You got to believe that. You see, you know what the problem of the church is? As soon as we start going through crisis, we begin to question the presence of God. We begin to question God. Are you with me? And if you are with me, why then am I going through all of this? We begin to doubt God. And that is the plan of the enemy, to make us doubt God and doubt his promises to us when we are going through our low moments in life and when we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death and we are going through the waters, going through the fire, going through the rivers. We forget that it doesn't matter what you are facing or what faces you or what confronts you, or what you're encountering, or what you are dealing with, that it doesn't change God's promises concerning you and I. Where you are right now does not determine where you'll be tomorrow. Don't let your present circumstances and the pothole stop you from going to where you are going. Keep driving. You may slow down every now and then, but that doesn't stop the car from moving. Keep moving that vehicle. Keep on driving. Tell somebody, keep driving, keep driving. When you are flying, they always tell you before you take off. And I'm doing the same, ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelt for the first flight of the year. Welcome to this flight. Your captain is Nicholas Duncan Williams. We'll be flying above the altitude of 37,000 feet above sea level. And please, when you are sitting down, always have your seatbelt on, just in case we counter an unexpected turbulence. Now hear me. Unexpected turbulence is not something that you expect to happen. But sometimes you go through certain zones or territories, and when you are going through there, you encounter strong winds, and every time the flight is also gaining a new altitude, it goes through some turbulence. But if you just fasten your seatbelt and hold on, you will come into a new altitude and you will soar through. I declare this year in the name of Jesus that you will soar, that you will go through every turbulence, and your aircraft will not come down. You will not drop. You will not fall. You shall rise. The first thing the enemy does when we're going through a valley experience is to make us doubt God. Because he makes you to feel that if God is with us, why should we go through all of it? Why me? Why all the time this situation? Why do I have to deal with such situations? After I finished the service today, I went to my office. My first encounter was a valley. First valley. The first of the year. A valley. Some deep valley. And I said, it is okay. It is okay. And I'm not going to worry myself and start saying that because I'm encountering some valley the first day of the year means it's a bad luck. There is nothing like bad luck. David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So I refuse to be denied of God's goodness and God's mercy. I am not going to allow any valley to allow me or to compare me to interpret the rest of the year. I'm not going to do that. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. And I will show you what to do when you get into a valley. So instead of crying and doubting God and asking questions, I'm going to make the best use of my valley. I'm going to do something out of my valley. I'm going to create something out of my valley. Whilst I'm walking through the valley, I will create something out of it. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 2, quickly.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and uh-huh. carried me out in the spirit of the Lord,
uh-huh.
and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones,
uh-huh.
and caused me to pass by them round about.
Uh-huh.
And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry.
Hear me. The reason why you have to keep walking, and in the midst of the valley, you must still be conscious of God's presence. And be confident that God is still with you because you are a sheep and he's your shepherd no matter what. Because in the valley, that's why David said, I will fear no evil. Because in the valley, you can die. You can die and become a dry bone. And not just a dry bone, but very dry. Many are dying in the valley of life. When they go through the low moments in life, and there can be financial low moments, you can go to the valley of health crisis, the valley of marital crisis, the valley of crisis of your job, your business, strategic relationship, friendship, You can find yourself in different valleys of life. But when you find yourself in any kind of valley of life, which is the lowest place of life, surrounded with hills and mountains, because you see, in a valley, even when you scream and you shout, nobody can hear you because the hills and the mountains block you. It swallows up your voice, so nobody can hear you. You are all by yourself. And you got to be sure of your relationship with God, that when you are in any valley situation, you are confident that it doesn't matter what, that God is with you, that your shepherd is still there. You need that assurance. It's a deep inner assurance that you must establish by taking a stand for God and making sure that there is nothing between you and God, not money, not power, not influence, not any relationship, and not success. Do not allow anything to come between you and him, because a day will come when you find yourself in the valley. There is no amount of power, influence, or money, or success that can comfort you. He said, he comforts me. His rod and his staff comforts me. Comfort, comfort, comfort. That kind of comfort in the valley, it's only God that gives it. To those who are sold out for him, to those who don't allow anything they have to stand between them and God. And let me commend you for coming out the first day of the year. May it continue in your life. Dry bones in the valley. And they were all dead. These were human beings dead. They didn't survive the valley. I declare you will not die in the valley, in any valley of the shadow of death this year. You will not die in the valley of health crisis. You will not die in the valley of financial crisis. You will not die in the valley of marital crisis. You will not die in the valley of spiritual crisis. You will not die in the valley of the crisis of your job or your business. You will not die and be stuck in any valley of life this year. But you will walk through it. Tell somebody you walk through it. You walk through it. Give somebody a high five and say you walk through. Tell them, I see you walking through the valley of dry bones. Many get stuck and many die in the valley of life. They never get to their final destination. Life is a journey. We are going somewhere. And in the journey, there are valleys, there are hills, and there are mountains, and there are seasons, and there are all kinds of encounters and complications in the journey. But you cannot be stopped, and you cannot be distracted. This year, we have to stay focused. We can't be distracted by African movies when we are supposed to be in prayer meeting, we are supposed to be home. We can't be distracted by any kind of African movie when you have to rest for your body to repair itself. We can't be distracted with relationships that are unprofitable. There are certain relationships that are unprofitable and you have to cut them off. And make sure that you are in relationship that helps and advance and empowers your relationship with God. I was coming, somebody come and say, I have to come and see you. Are you home? And I said, I am home, but you can't see me. I'm leaving. I'm going for communion. So come another day. You have to take a stand for God and not let people encroach on your relationship and your time with God and your time of prayer. I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone this afternoon, and we kept on talking, and at the point I cut him. I said, you are eating into my prayer time. Goodbye. You face. Please understand, everybody say with me, that the valley of the shadow of death is not the valley of death, is the shadow. So fear not. Because many will be threatened, the enemy will intimidate. And those who don't understand, the Bible says, those who know their God will be strong and will do exploits. I declare that you will know your God this year like you have never known him before. And I declare you will be strong. And because you know your God, you will do exploits. Somebody shout exploits. Amen. Come with me to Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Joel 3, 14.
Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision.
You see, decisions, decisions. Multitudes are trapped in the valley of decision. They get trapped in the valley, whether they should go forward, turn to the left, nor to the right, or go back home. And they are caught in between the valley of decision. Should I go forward? I'm afraid. I'm scared. It doesn't look like this thing may work. Should I turn to the left or to the right or go back or move forward? The valley of decision. It's a place of confusion. Because interesting things take place in the valleys of life. And there are so many people hearing me right now and are confused and don't know whether they're going to go on. There are people, you've been in a bad relationship and in a bad marriage. You are out of it and you are not sure whether you should attempt to try it anymore or turn to the right or left or go back or be gay or anything else. Did I say that? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. You are trapped in the valley of what? Decisions. How many? Multitudes in the valley of decision. Because you had a pothole. You went through a pothole. You lost your tie or you lost your car. You've been through something. And because of one bad experience or two bad experiences, you have concluded. In the valley of decision. Confusion. Not sure of what the future holds. You are stuck in the valley of decision. And you are not taking a stand. And the day of the Lord is at hand. You must take a stand. Even in the valley of decision, you must take a stand. And this is the stand that I will not die, but I will live. And I will not be stuck here. I will move forward. And I will fulfill my purpose and destiny. Amen. Let's look at another scripture quickly. Psalm 84. 4 to 7. Psalm 84, 4 to 7.
Blessed are they that dwell in thy house.
Blessed are they that dwell in the local church. Not curse, but blessed. Hear me. Let nobody drive you out of the church. Not even me. Not even me. Don't let me. Don't let anybody. You see, Elijah was called to mentor Elisha. And Elijah was instructed to give his mantle to Elisha. But the very person Elisha was following, serving him, pouring water on his hand, who would give him his mantle, began to test him, to try him, and kept on telling him, where I'm going, you can't come there. So tarry here and let me go alone. And Elisha said unto Elijah, as the Lord thy God liveth, and as my soul liveth, I am not leaving you today. I'm not leaving you tomorrow. I will pursue you to the end. And whatever it is that God has for me through you, I'm taking it fully. And I'm not even taking it in one portion, but I'm taking it in double portion. Double portion belongs to people who are relentless in their pursuit of the things of God. Not people who easily give up. Not people who quit because they are in a valley. Tell two people, I am not a quitter. Go ahead.
They will be still praising thee.
They will still praise you. It's difficult to praise when you are down. When you are in that low place called the valley. But in the midst of the valley, you got to still lift up your praise. Are you hearing me, somebody? I was telling Gideon and Obodiah before I came up. I said, I thank God for the worship and everything, but my spirit is not feeling it. I'm down. I need praise. I need some praise. I need to praise myself out of this way. I need to praise my way out of this valley. I need to do some dancing. I need to shake myself and shake this thing out of me. Are you hearing me? Give me some praise. Shout praise. A lot of you only praise God in good times. You praise God when you feel good. You praise God when you're on the mountain. You praise God when you are on the hill. You praise God when you are broken through. You praise God when there is money in your bank account. You praise God when your business is doing well. You praise God when your marriage is blossoming. But this guy said, you know something? I'm still going to praise. Even in my valley, in the lowest moments of my life, I will still lift up my praise. Hallelujah, somebody. Still. Say still. Say I will still. Say still. It means I'm going to praise God anyway. It don't matter where I am. It don't matter who rejects me, and it doesn't matter who accepts me, and it doesn't matter who remembers me and who does not remember me. It doesn't matter who ostracizes me and scandalizes me and stigmatizes me. It doesn't matter who likes me and who don't like me. I will still praise him. I'll praise him. Say, I'll praise him no matter what. Say, praise him in good times and in bad times. Because God is God in good times and he's God in bad times.
So blessed is the man whose strength is in thee.
Blessed is a man or a woman whose strength is not in their bank account. Whose strength is not in their success. Whose strength is not in their connections. Because you see, if your strength is in a connection, when the person dies, that is the end of your strength. But if your strength is in Jehovah, if your strength is in Elohim, if your strength is in God, who never dies, then it doesn't matter what goes and what comes. You know that your strength is intact because your strength is in God and not in a man. Curse is every man that trusted in a man, but blessed is the man who trusted in God. They will be like the mountains around Jerusalem. They shall never be moved by day nor by night. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how blessed you become this year. Please don't put your trust in success. I'm telling you. Because success can fail. But God never fails. And don't put your trust and your confidence in a man and in connections. Because I've seen them rise and I've seen them fall. And last year, there were a lot of great trees that fell. A lot of great trees fell. And those who put their trust in those trees are struggling. But I'm telling you, if your trust is in God, it doesn't matter who stands or falls. Go ahead.
In whose heart are the ways of them? Mm-hmm. Who passes through the valley of Baca make it a well?
Who passed through what?
The valley of Baca.
Though I pass through the valley of Baca. The word Baca means sorrow, grief, pain, adversity, complications, controversies, misrepresentations, rejection, nakedness, hunger, test, difficult times, peril, trial, trying moments, difficult moments. When, if you are not careful, you will lose your praise. And you ask God, are you still God? Like John the Baptist sent to ask Jesus, are you still the one that is to come? Or shall we expect another? I announce you that you are the Son of God. I announce you. God told me that you are the Lamb that taketh away the sins of this world. And I baptize you. And I send all my disciples to follow you. But I am in a valley of sorrow. I'm in a low moment of my life. I'm a prophet, but I'm in the valley. He speaks to me, but now I can't hear him. And I have some doubts. Jesus, are you still the Messiah? Or should we look for another? And there are moments when we all go through those moments and we ask ourselves, are you still God? And where are you? And how long does it take for you to feel my pain? And you that created me and the eyes, can't you see? And you that created the ears, can't you hear? Hear what they are saying. See what they are doing. Feel it. And he says nothing. And that is where you need to know how to lean on the everlasting arms and throw yourself on the everlasting mercies and be like Job, who said, though he slays me, yet I will serve him or trust him. Go ahead.
Who passes through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God.
You see, Zion is the final destination. Look at me, folks. Hear me. He said, when they pass through the valley of sorrow, they create wells. Wells. Tell somebody, you can create a well. You can create a well. Tell somebody, create your well. Create. Do this. Somebody, do your hand. Say, create wells. Create wells. Do, dig. Dig wells. Do this. Dig wells. In your valley of sorrow, dig some wells. So you can survive. Whilst you are going through the valley, it takes time to go past the valley. But whilst you are walking through that valley, you need water. You need life. You need refreshing. You need nourishment. And he said, don't let the valley intimidate you. Don't focus on the valley till you die, because you are not going to die in this valley. You are going to leave this valley. But until you leave the valley, create some wells. Dig some wells so you can have water to drink, so you can refresh your soul, so you can live and not die. That means, don't lose sight of life. Don't give up on life. Keep life and hope alive. Because if you don't dig wells in the valley, you will die and become a dry bone. That's why there are many dry bones in the valley. If you don't dig wells, the valley will be dry. Because the stream just keeps passing. And sometimes the water comes from the hills and the mountains anyway. And it drops down, but it keeps passing. And he said, you got to contain the water. You got to dig some holes, so that some wells, so the water can come and contain it. So you can have water to drink whilst you are passing through the valley, so you don't die. Make a way. Tell somebody, you can make a way where there is no way. Say, make a way. Say, have an attitude to make a way. Ah, my God. Say, have a mind to live and not die. A mind to live and not die. A mind to succeed no matter what. You can't put me down. I will rise again. You push me down, I will come back again. The valley of Baca. Create what? Dig wells. Whilst you are going through your valley, dig some wells. Keep alive. Stay alive. Madakosa Pahaya. And he said, they move from what? Strength to strength. Why? Because they are drinking out of the wells. You see, they are drinking out of what? The wells. So they have fresh water, refreshing, to keep them strong. So they move as they are moving through the valley from strength to strength until they appear in Zion, the place of rest. Zion is the place of rest. Zion is the place of refuge. Are you hearing me, somebody? After much war and battles, David rested in Zion. I declare that it doesn't matter what you go through, you will appear in Zion this year. I said you will appear in Zion. You will come to the place of rest this year. Lift up your hands and shout, yeah. You come to the place of rest. Weeping endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I see your morning coming. I know you've been through the days of weeping, but there are days of joy. There are days of rejoicing and celebration ahead of you. Lift up your hands and shout, yes. Zion, the place of rest. You will appear. You will appear at Zion and in Zion this year. Let's look at Genesis 26, 17 to 22.
And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there.
Another valley again. There are valleys in life. There are different kinds and types of valley. This was another valley. And look at what he did when he dwelt in this valley.
And Isaac digged again the wells of water.
Aha! His father went through the same valley. And when the father got to that valley, he dug wells. That's why Abraham survived and did not die. And Isaac also came to the same well. And when he got there, he did what his father did. He dug the wells. His father dug that. The Philistines blocked the well. He said, I got to follow my old man's step. I got to do what daddy did. I need some wells to survive lest I die. And so he dug the wells. His father dug so he can refresh his soul whilst he was walking through the valley. It was a journey and a season. He was going through it. Rainy season comes and goes. Hamatan comes and goes. Summer and winter, no season is permanent. And when the season comes, all you got to do is to adjust, adjust. Tell somebody, adjust, 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 adjust. When season comes, they come with their own demands. And when you are in winter time, you don't go wearing a summer shirt. You wear some winter coats, gloves, singlets, jackets, sweaters. And if you say, as for you, you don't care, and you wear a summer dress, in winter you die, catch cold. You got to know that no season is permanent. And there are seasons in life, and we go through valleys. And when you are going through any valley in life, don't lose your praise and don't doubt God. Because your valley don't change God. God is still God with your valley and without your valley. Go ahead, go ahead.
And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father.
He dug wells. Tell somebody, dig wells in your valleys. Go ahead.
For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them.
He didn't come up with a new name. He didn't come up with a new name. One of the reasons why many churches are dying is because they don't follow the path and the ways of the founders of the churches. Even when they are alive and not dead, and they hand over the baton to another generation, they come up with all kinds of latest systems and marketing and media strategies to run a church. And they get so organized that they organize God and the Holy Ghost out. They They don't believe in the move of the Holy Spirit anymore. They don't believe in prophecy. And because you have a lot of misgivings about the prophetic, they put it down. But you got to understand something, that we see in path. We prophesize in path. We don't have all the answers. Those of you who are teachers and you think you know, you teach in parts. Those of you preachers who think you can preach, you preach in parts. Apostles, you lay foundation and go forth in parts. Evangelists, you work miracles in parts. Pastors, you shepherd in parts. So nobody has all the answers. So take it easy. Give God praise. Clap your hands. Let's go on.
And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
Uh-huh.
And the headmen of Gera did strive with Isaac's headmen.
They strive. When he discovered the well, they attack him. There is strife in the valleys. Strife. In the valley of the shadow of death. Strife. Battles. Contention, conflicts, complications, controversies, wrestling, boxings, tangpando, massacres in the valley.
They contended with them, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Essek.
You see, when you have dug the well or discover wells, and a breakthrough, an invention, a business, a land, a house, a breakthrough, there will be those who will come to strive and contend with you to take it from you, so you will have water to live, so you die in the valley. But I refuse to die in the valley. I declare we will not die in any valley. This church will not die in any valley. This nation will not die in any valley. And we block any contention in the valleys. We block those who have come to contend with us in our valley. We block them in the name of Jesus. And that's why you must be a sheep and not goat. Because you need the shepherd when you are in the valley, I'm telling you. And the shepherd will come for you when you are in the valley. He'll be with you. But if you make success your shepherd, money your shepherd, power your shepherd, connection your shepherd, and you believe in success more than God who giveth life, when you are in the valley, he leaves you all by yourself there, because you are not his sheep. Finish.
And they digged another well. And they strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna.
Another strive. Hear me. It doesn't matter the strife you face in digging the wells. You have to keep digging it. Because if you stop digging it, you die. You need the wells. You need the water to survive once you are going through the valley. So it doesn't matter the contention, the battles that you face. As you dig one well, keep digging the wells until you finish and you walk through all the valleys to the place of rest, to Zion. Till you get to Zion, keep digging wells. Stay alive. Live and not die. Amen.
And he removed from thence and digged another well.
He removed from hence and he dug another well. Go ahead.
And for that they strove not.
There was no strive on this one. Keep on digging wells until you come to the place where nobody strives with you. Keep on building businesses. Keep on building. Keep on working. Keep on breaking through. Keep on until you get to a place where you become so large and big that nobody can fight you. They leave you alone because you are unstoppable. They've tried everything and they can't stop you. And they say, you know something? Leave him alone. You can't stop him. I declare that you're unstoppable this year. I declare that you cannot be stopped this year. I declare that no power and no devil can stand you all the days of this year. Go ahead. Finish.
And he called the name of it Rehoboth.
Rehoboth.
He said, for now the Lord hath made room for us.
May the Lord make room for you this year. May the Lord make room for your marriage. Make room for your finances. Make room for your children. Make room for this nation. Make room for this house. May the Lord make room for you in every work of life and make you fruitful in the land. I command you to be fruitful. I command this house to be fruitful. I command this nation to be fruitful. I declare you will be fruitful this year. Your marriage will be fruitful. Your body will be fruitful. Your womb will be fruitful. Your business will be fruitful. Your children will be fruitful. Your everything you put your hands to do will be fruitful. And the Lord will make room for us this year in the land of the living. Stand on your feet. Amen. Amen. Yea, though I walk not through the valley of death, but through the valley of the shadow of death. It looks like death, but it's not death. It's a shadow. It's a reflection of death. I shall fear no evil. Fear no evil. Have no fear of evil. Fear not. You can make it. Tell two people, fear not. You will make it. Fear is a false reality that appears to be true. A false reality that appears to be true is false. It's not genuine. We rebuke the noise of the enemy. We rebuke the noise of death. We rebuke the noise of sickness. We rebuke the noise of death. We rebuke every voice and noise of the enemy this year within our life, our finances, our businesses, our bank account. We cancel every noise from hell. Hear me? Before we come to communion, I just want you to pray. I just want you to pray. You know what I want you to do? I want you to pray for somebody this year. I want you to pray for somebody. I want you to take the hand of somebody to your light, to your right, to your left, and just pray for them. And pray that they will walk through their valleys, that they won't be stuck, that they won't die, that they will not become a dry bone in the valley, that they will not be in the valley of decision, that they will have wells, that they will dig wells, that they will have water in their valley. Please pray for somebody. Just pray for somebody on your left. Pray for somebody on your right. And pray for Papa too.
Prayer is the opportunity to fellowship and commune with God, to make your requests known to Him and experience the manifestation of God in your life. Introducing Prayer Moves God, a new book from Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams.
I'm Archbishop Duncan Williams. I'm so excited to announce to you that one of my latest books is out, Prayer Moves God.
Prayer Moves God will reveal the dominion mandate, God's original plan for mankind. It will help you understand the rules of engagement to be effective in your prayers. It will also teach you how to partner with God and be instrumental in the coming revival. Prayer Moves God is sure to revolutionize your prayer life and put you in position for your personal breakthrough. Prayer Moves God by Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. Get your copy today.